content of the following program is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, treatment, or cure. Always consult your physician or a health professional with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Go higher, baby. You're in the right place. You're listening to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Lexi Brinkley in studio today, Aviana Barrientos, and Autumn Connolly here for the opening. Of course, you're going to be on the show, but we also have Fitz Lauder here and Chelsea Barlow. We have a full studio, and Eva Marie's here working on Facebook stuff in the sound room. So, everyone, welcome. Welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
You know why I'm so elated?
Tell us.
Let's hear it.
Okay, because I adopted 2 more dogs this week.
And how many does that make it?
That makes 9 dogs. 9 dogs and 12 cats. That's 21 animals. And for all you out there thinking I'm crazy, it's okay. I sort of am, so I get it. But I have to tell you, the amazing feeling of rescuing 2 dogs off of a highway where they probably would have gotten killed. I don't know anything about them except it's kind of funny. So we're driving down this is such a funny story. We're driving down, you know, like I said, at Thanksgiving, we went to go to the wildlife refuge where my niece lives in Hempstead outside of Houston, Texas. And the drive alone, because it's at the beginning of the hill country, is just really nice.
Yeah.
And it is beautiful. It really is. And there's just such a serene feeling out there, you know, to get away from the big city. And anyway, so we're going down 90 because we got off of 45, headed to Houston and cut over near Madisonville. And so, or at Madisonville. Anyway, and we're going down after the third country road we have to get to Hempstead. Here's these 2 dogs that were over by a bridge just like looking for food. You know, they were, and it was raining, it was cold. You know, anyway, long story short, we immediately pull over. As soon as I see them, they come right to us. And we were trying to evaluate the situation, like, what are we going to do? We had them by they didn't have collars, so we kind of, we're just kind of holding them. We were nervous because cars were just like flying by us going 70, 80 miles an hour. And at that close of a proximity, that's a very scary feeling. Mm-hmm. For anyone. I can only imagine if you're a dog. Anyway, so we put them in the car in my Subaru. This is why I love my Subaru, because I can put them in a car like that. You know, and if I have to go into X mode, I will. But I didn't. But I wanted to, because being out in the country like that with all that stuff just makes me want to go into X mode.
What is X mode?
It's a thing a button that you press on your car that puts it into a lower drive.
Oh.
And so you can go like down through riverbanks and you can climb mountains.
Oh, cool.
That's why they're so popular in Colorado.
Oh,
the brand Subaru. And Subaru is all about love, too. So it was perfect. Yeah. And it's a big dog brand.
Yeah.
So it's like a perfect fit for me. And so I'm over there looking at Fitz because Fitz knows a lot about it. Do you drive a Subaru, too? Not yet. You will.
Not yet.
You will.
But anyway, so I've got these dogs, and we were listening to, you know, country. There's a lot of old country classic, you know, radio stations out there, and then rock and roll, too. And so we were just listening to Tom Petty and Willie Nelson. And so we go down the road. We find these dogs, and so we get them in the car. They smell like cow poop. It is so bad. The stench is so bad. We roll down the windows, and that's how we drove all the way there and then all the way back because – and then they threw up on the way back. So we're driving down the road. I'm trying to tell the story well. And they're listening right now, too, because they're in my dog run. And I've got the radio on 1190 for here in Dallas, Fort Worth.
Hey, doggies.
And so they're listening Hello. Right now. Hey, Willie. Hey, Tom. So I named them Willie and Tom. But here's the funny part. We're going down the road and we're like, what are we going to do with these? Okay, who can we adopt them out? We had to do the right thing, get them off the street. Like, I need another dog. Like, I need a hole in the head. But it's a good thing to do to rescue an animal.
Yeah.
It really is. No matter, you know, if you have to turn them over to the SPCA or find them a home, hopefully a very good one. But anyway, okay, let me clear my head here. So we're driving. We go from what are we going to do with these dogs to how can we find them a home to we're naming them basically 5 minutes later. I'm like, that's it. We're keeping them. I'm naming 1 Tom and 1 Willie. Done.
Decisiveness. And I like it.
And so they're at the house now.
That's
and
how they have a new home.
And they have a new home. And one's black and white and looks like I don't know what kind of dog he is.
He looks like some sort of coon hound.
Does he?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then the other one was howling. That's Willie.
Yeah.
Of course, he's named after a howler
right.
in the music business.
Yeah, they're super cute.
A crooner, I should say, not a holler. Yeah. Or ho- super what did I say? Cute. Who? What did I say?
You said howler.
Howler. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. Howler works.
I'm exhausted. I'm exhausted from driving there and back and not sleeping very well.
How do they
get
along with the other dogs?
The other dogs don't know they're back there yet because my other dogs are, you know, smaller except for Mick. He's the biggest one left over from the my history of big dogs. And Mick is a Labrador mix that I found on the street as well. But he's about 14 years old and they're about the same size. But because these other dogs are so well behaved, Mick doesn't even know they're back there yet. I think he heard one of them howl last night. I think it was Willie. And
his ears kind of perked up,
but he was like, what? Did like the Scooby-Doo, you know, like not quite figured it out. But anyway,
I love it. It's always so exciting to bring a new animal home, especially when they haven't been treated right. They're so appreciative of everything.
Oh
that you
my
do
gosh.
For them.
Yeah. And we're going to put the picture on social media and, it is. It makes you feel good. It adds, it just brings like a, I don't know, like such a positive spirit into your home.
It does.
And I can take care of them. I have the means to take care of them and give them a really good home. And so now two more dogs have a home. So if, you know, if somebody said, well, what if they were somebody's dogs? I said, well, then they'll go adopt two other ones. But you know, when they were throwing up in the car, some really awful stuff was coming out of their throw up. And so I think they were starving. They're very underweight.
Yeah.
And they probably have heartworms and all the other things, but it feels so good when you rescue something.
Yeah, I think
especially
so
a helpless animal. As you know, you're worse than I am. I know. That's even possible.
I know. I was sitting here thinking about, I've got a message in my inbox right now about these bunnies that I'm going to go to the shelter and get. And someone dropped off three bunnies, like they were all kept together. And like I'm all, you know, I don't need any other animals at
this
point.
Keep them away from your chihuahuas.
I know. I know. I don't need any more animals either. But the fact of the matter is that bunnies are, you know, they don't get a very good life. You know, they're stuck in little tiny cages. And then at my house,
it's terrible.
They get to run free outside and, you know, play house and stuff. So I'll get
them. How does a bunny play house?
My bunnies have died. Well, they've dug a warren. Like, they've dug a warren under my shed. So they live underground like bunnies would naturally. They're not kept in a hutch or anything. I don't do anything special for them in the winter or in the summer. They self-regulate. Their coats change once they start going outside. But I work them out. I work it out slowly. They live inside for a little bit. Then they live in a pen in my front yard for a little bit. And then I just throw them back with the other bunnies and they all kind of work it out.
And they work it out.
Bunny style.
Well, I think my dogs will like these dogs because, and they're my new ones, Willie and Tom. As I said, named after Tom Petty and Willie Nelson, which, you know what, I think we're going to play a tribute to all helpless animals, all homeless animals, all rescued animals out there right now. I'm going to play one of my favorite songs by Tom Petty, You Wreck Me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to be the girl at the high school dance. And if you want to be the boy in the corduroy pants, call me at 214. I know, I'm just kidding. All right, everyone, enjoy the song and we'll be right back.
You wreck me, baby. Yeah, you wreck me.
Better food means better living. At True Foods Kitchen, healthy isn't just an idea. Healthy is science, and they take it seriously. Every delicious dish and drink at True Food Kitchen is crafted to be better for your taste buds and your body. True Foods Kitchen, a place to bring people together, feel better, and celebrate a passion for better living. Check them out at truefoodkitchen.com.
Hi, I'm Ashley Grace, co-founder of H Hemp Company. Hemp CBD improved my life so much that I started a company to help others naturally feel better. You don't have to have had a severe brain injury like me to benefit from H Hemp Company products. If you're struggling to feel better, calm your brain, or better deal with daily stress and want to do so naturally, please try H Hemp Company products. Search H Hemp Company and use code OLR for 20% off and free shipping. That's H Hemp Company and code OLR to feel better naturally and calm your brain.
Give your body some soul with Sun Warrior's new Soul Good Protein Bars. Sun Warrior is committed to making the best plant-based proteins and superfood supplements from the finest organic ingredients across the globe. Soul Good Bars have an amazing profile. They have 17 to 19 grams of clean organic protein, very low sugar, and 16 to 17 grams of fiber. They're available in delicious flavors like Blueberry Blast, Coconut Cashew, Cinnamon Roll, and Salted Caramel. Check them out online at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com. And give your adventure some soul.
Sun Warrior believes that plants provide the cleanest and most powerful foods, rich in antioxidants, vitamins, minerals, enzymes, and phytonutrients. Our bodies crave real foods, especially in this age where we heavily process everything we eat, stripping out all of the benefits and nutrition well before we have a chance to even use them. Illuminate your body, mind, and the planet with Sun Warrior. To learn more, visit them at sunwarrior.com. That's sunwarrior.com.
This is Jill with the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute. Did you know magnesium is a cofactor in more than 300 enzyme systems that regulate diverse biochemical reactions in the body, including protein synthesis, muscle and nerve function, blood glucose control, and blood pressure? Magnesium is required for energy production, oxidative phosphorylation, and glycolysis. That's a mouthful. How do you know if you're getting enough? Signs and symptoms of possible magnesium deficiency include restless leg syndrome, agitation, insomnia, muscle stiffness, cramping, and aches. Well, where do you find magnesium? Food sources include raw almonds, leafy greens like cooked spinach and chard, raw cashews, pumpkin seeds, black beans, avocados, and my favorite, dark chocolate. Don't forget those Epsom salt baths and be smart about supplementation. This has been the One Life Radio Fueling Champions Minute.
Did you know there are over 3,000 kinds of snakes? And most, being shy, pose no threat to humans. But they are still feared and killed, even for frivolous fashion. In his poem Snake, D.H. Lawrence marvels at a snake drinking from a water trough. He succumbs to irrational fear and impulsively throws a log at the very animal he admired moments before. He writes, "And immediately I regretted it. I thought how paltry, how vulgar, what a mean act. I despised myself and the voices of my accursed human education, and I wished he would come back, my snake, for he seemed to me again like a king in exile, uncrowned in the underworld." This is Ingrid Newkirk with Peter, reminding us it's easy to be kind by choosing fake snake over real skin for belts, bags, and shoes.
Whiskey River, take my mind.
Oh my gosh, a little bit of Willie Nelson, everyone. Welcome back to One Life Radio. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got a full studio today. I have Autumn Connolly, Fitz Lauder, and I have Chelsea Barlow. Before we get to their content, though, I want to let everyone know that you can go to our website at oneliferadio.com to download and listen to our podcast or subscribe to our newsletter at oneliferadio.com. You can also go to iHeartMedia.com to listen live or download the free iHeartRadio app and listen to us from anywhere in the world. And, of course, a big shout-out to our great sponsors that bring this programming to you. Great companies like Crazy Water. You can get it all over the place. I get mine at Central Market or at Natural Grocers. And, of course, Sun Warrior. You can get it at Vitamin Shop or put it in your smoothie at Smoothie King. And they have so many great products coming out. I'm very excited about their expansion of their line. If you will, they're supplements. And I'm not, I don't sign up for all supplements. I only sign up for the ones that I really feel that you need or, and really good quality companies like Sun Warrior. So check them out at sunwarrior.com. And of course, Squatty Potty, the original squat to poop toilet. You can get it all over the place as well, like Target, or go to SquattyPotty.com. And, of course, the H Hemp Company, their website is hhemp.com. We were talking the last time that Chelsea was in studio, actually, about the power of CBD. She's a huge believer in it as well. And, of course, the H Hemp Company is made only with premium hemp cannabinoid genetics tested by third parties to ensure no pesticides, solvents, or other contaminants. It's non-GMO and contains all natural ingredients. So check them out at hhemp.com. And, of course, Paleo Magazine. Visit them at paleomagonline.com. To download the digital version or find a store near you and pick up a copy. And of course, the Wellbeing Journal, one of my favorite magazines as well. You can get it both in the digital version and print. The Wellbeing Journal is heralding the integration of medicine with physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, and social aspects of health. The Wellbeing Journal, as I said, is both available in print and digital. Check them out at wellbeingjournal.com. Always a pleasure to have you in studio, Autumn. You're our regular guest. We were joking about her chanting. Maybe we'll get to some chanting at the end of the show today. People love it. They really do. It's so beautiful.
I like it too.
It's so beautiful. You chant in Sanskrit, right?
Sanskrit or Gurmukhi, which is a commoner Sanskrit.
What is it?
Gurmukhi.
Gurmukhi.
It's like a simpler Sanskrit.
Okay. Well, maybe we can do some Gurmukhi today. We'll mix it up. But always great to have you guys in studio. Fitz Lauder and Chelsea Brown, or Barlow, excuse me. That's Chelsea right. Brown. That's funny. That's like Charlie Brown, except Chelsea Brown, right?
Charlie Brown. I love Charlie Brown.
Me too. And you're so gracious to come back. After our I won't say debacle because it was great content, but we got kind of went a little sideways talking about vaccines and measles and all that stuff with Chelsea. And so,
CBD oil.
And CBD oil, mm-hmm. All three of them, which you need to know a lot about, all three of those topics, actually. But today we're talking about mud packing, which is your specialty. Chelsea Barlow is a board certified naturopathic doctor specializing in the fields of bioenergetic assessments, mud packing, and natural health education. She is the owner and founder of All Good Things Academy, an online educational platform for health practitioners and health minded individuals. She is also the owner and founder of Mudwise, a total body approach to bioenergetic mud packing, which I'm going to have you do some on me. I'm going to have you do my thumbs. Maybe not today, but I'll come see you. But Chelsea has been into the natural health most of her life and now as an adult, sees clients on a professional basis from all over Texas. She resides in Mansfield with her husband, Rob, and her 5 homeschool children. Such a pleasure to have you back. You can find her at All Good Things. That's the number 4U.com. All Good Things. foryou.com. And remember the number 4. Okay, so Chelsea, mud packing. I had never heard of this before, but before we get to that, so what is a bioenergetic practitioner?
A bioenergetic practitioner is going to look at not only the nutritional needs of the body, you know, supplements, food, lifestyle, that kind of thing. But it is also where I am looking at what's happening between between the protons, neutrons, and electrons. So nourishing the energetic field within the atoms that make the cells, that make the organs, that make the body. You know, we're moving all the way through the body at the energetic level. And uh-huh. That can be something that can be assessed and remediated.
Yeah, and a lot of people out there listening are going, what?
What?
You know what? Because they have trouble or difficulty maybe grasping this concept, mm-hmm. And because it is you definitely have to think outside the box in order to understand this bioenergetic practice that
we're usually looking at tissue. When I look at you, I see tissue. I see beautiful blonde hair, pretty blue eyes, a cute smile, but you are mostly energy.
Truly, I am a ball of energy.
You are. You're, I mean, you're radiating throughout the past the room. I can feel you past this room.
Well, so, okay, the energy is from. I'm so happy today from rescuing those animals. I have so much love in my heart.
Your,
like seriously,
your heart field is really big.
It's big. Mm-hmm. Okay, so so how does bioenergetic medicine have anything to do with mud?
Mud works on the energetic field of the body, especially when there's an injury to the biofield. It's something invisible.
Right.
You can't see it, but it can definitely have effects on the tissues or the organs and the cells in the body. So let's say you were in a car accident and got hit in the head. Well, a head biofield injury, so the tissue may have healed and recovered, but there's still a crush in the biofield. Just think of the car being dented, so your biofield can dent too.
Yeah.
And it's testable. It's a there's a way to assess where those dents are or injuries are in our bodies. So things like surgeries. I had 5 C-sections. You bet that was a major biofield injury for me. And it was through the midline. I had a vertical C-section scar. That's way up the midline.
Wow.
So lots of things were affected by that. So mud packing that, I actually got dizzy because it had such a powerful adjustment that I needed to actually calm it down and come back.
Okay, so I'm going to ask some very elementary questions because I'm getting vibrations from my listeners of questions that they're fielding through me to you. So where do you get this mud from and what makes this mud so special? And is this any connection to like when people talk about grounding when they get on the earth for the electromagnetic field from the earth coming up through their body?
I am learning more and more and more about the value of our ground, our earth. Okay. So the mud I use is highly nutritive because our body is, when we get a biofield injury, it's probably because we had a nutritional deficiency in the area and it couldn't bounce back. Smaller children that are well nourished, those biofields bounce back easier.
Of course.
But with adults, oh my goodness, we are such a depleted society with our soil levels and everything. So our bodies are going to struggle more, but children can have significant biofield injuries, so they need to be looked over. But the ground has not only that grounding and the ionization exchange, but
and there's science to back that
there's
up.
There's a lot of science.
People
to
used
back
to think
up.
It was a lot of foo-foo, but there really is science to back it up. I know Autumn is over there shaking her head. Yes,
yes.
She's got an incredible. Just an incredible brain as well. So a couple of really bright women here talking about this.
So the mud can actually focus energy. Okay, so if you use mud in a couple of places, it's going to bring that energy into alignment, and then a correction will occur. So that it can actually compress. So there's a story of a man who was trying to fix an electrical grid problem ages ago, and he realized that when Jesus converted water into wine, it was in clay pots.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you. Yes. I wish I could have tasted that wine. Hopefully someday I will.
I bet it was awesome.
But it was clay pots. Now, the conversion from water to wine is going to take a massive amount of energy, and those clay pots did not crack. Okay? So he used clay to fix the electrical grid issue, and they still use ceramics in transformers today.
Wow.
It does work to make electricity do what we need it to do in the proper way. So that is if someone's looking at electrical, this is still, I mean, if someone's looking for a practical use for mud or ceramics, then this is an example of that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and they use this in animals too, right? This is big for horses?
Yes, I have a great story. I go to a retreat frequently in Nashville or the Nashville area on a 100-acre horse farm. And there was this one horse named LJ. He, at 3 days old, got run into a fence post by the herd, okay? And it dented his forehead right between the eyes. And he was still kind of soft, cartilagey, coming out of the womb. Well, that stayed with him his whole life. And last summer, I got to mud pack it, worked well with him, and I got to go visit him 4 months later, and the dent in his forehead had raised up by half.
Oh, wow.
My finger used to fit very easily in the groove, and it was up and shallow.
Wow.
So it moves. This can move bones. I've had
Really?
Oh,
and it sounds like fantastic. So crazy, like something from, I don't know, just another world, if you will, for lack of a better way of explaining it, mm-hmm. at least for my mind. And I have a very open mind, and I'm very, very science-driven, if you mm-hmm. will. And so this is fascinating. So what was it that got you so passionate about sharing this modality with people?
Well, I learned about it in a practitioner class I took in Austin, and okay. I actually still use that company's mud.
Really?
Premier Research Labs is the brand that uh-huh. I love. I love their okay. their mud is amazing.
How do they make this mud?
They source it extremely meticulously. Now, okay. I have used beach sand, Michigan beach sand, and had an incredible experience with that.
Really?
So I'm not saying, but some mud is not clean.
Right.
Some mud is toxic and some mud is amazing. So it's one of those things where when I teach a class, I'm going to tell people how to test for
is
the mud.
Is it because of the clay in the mud? Like, I mean, Texas mud has a lot of, or Texas dirt has a lot of clay in it. And doesn't clay like draw things out?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so.
Not just toxins, but also energy.
Yeah.
It can bring it all about.
Gosh, we're out of time again. Doggone it. We just get started and then we're like, we're going to have to talk more about it on and off the air because I really, I want our listeners to know about this. And Chelsea, I just appreciate you coming back in studio. You're going to stay with us. We've got Fitz Lauder coming up. He's going to be talking about how much protein is too much. And of course, Autumn Connolly, we're going to continue our urban farming. So and she's going to do a little chanting here today too, I think. So stay tuned, everyone. You're listening to One Life Radio.
And your fever down. I knew someday.
Call us crazy. We don't mind. Crazy Water's all-natural mineral water has been making people feel good inside and out since 1881. As the only mineral water bottled in Texas, their water boasts loads of benefits that other bottled waters can only envy. Pretty crazy, huh? Find it at your local Whole Foods, HEB, Central Market, or have it shipped right to your door. Visit them at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Hi, this is Vaughn Eaglin. As a licensed professional counselor and supervisor, I spend my career helping people cope with emotional problems. But today, I want to talk to you about nutrition. People ask me all the time for nutrition and weight loss advice, and I always find myself recommending a raw vegan protein, a food supplement called Warrior Blend by Sun Warrior. I wasn't always active and fit. In fact, I was very overweight as a child. And as a counselor, I must emphasize the importance of the mind-body connection. A clean body helps with a clean mind. Start today with Sun Warrior Blend Raw Vegan Protein. For more information, go to sunwarrior.com and start living clean today.
Well-Being Journal is a remarkable bi-monthly health publication esteemed by intelligent readers worldwide. It's available in print or digital, single issues or subscription. Its focus is on living a happy, healthy life and preventing or healing illnesses naturally. Preventing or healing cancer, arthritis, cardiovascular conditions, and digestive issues, as well as nutritional solutions for optimal health, are regular subjects. Learn more at wellbeingjournal.com.
Hi, I'm Bob Barker, and this is my friend Benny. Before you buy cosmetics, personal care, or household products, you be sure they have not been tested on animals. Everything from floor cleaner to shampoo is poured into animals' eyes and down their throats. They suffer intensely. Some even go blind. The price is never right for products tested on animals. Visit PETA.org for a list of cruelty-free companies.
This song play. This is one of my favorite Tom Petty songs. Everybody love the song, or is it just me?
I'm feeling it.
Oh my gosh, have you ever listened to this? I've actually listened to this song and felt exactly the same way. I think everybody does.
His lyrics
from time to time. Yeah, I miss his voice. I really do. God bless Tom Petty, who passed away about a year ago. So welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. This is Bernadette with Diamond Gray. I've got Chelsea Barlow in studio with me, Autumn Connolly, and Fitz Lauder. Fitz Lauder has a passion for playing music as a DJ and sharing particular knowledge that has shaped him to become a vegan about 2 years ago. He is currently living a holistic plant-based lifestyle spurred by his spiritual beliefs of love, kindness, and compassion, benefiting. What is wrong with me? Anyway, benefit. I told you I don't have any sleep. My daughter woke me up with a saxophone at 2 a.m. Friday night, and I haven't really had a good night's sleep since. So anyway, she thought it was funny, though. I guess it was for about 2 seconds. Anyway.
You might have a dream about saxophone maybe tonight.
Is that how that works? Oh, my gosh.
You can't get it out of your head, maybe.
I did raise her with a sense of humor, so. And I love having you in studio, Fitz. We're longtime friends. And Fitz has become an advocate of whole foods, plant-based nutrition by obtaining his certification from Cornell University. He also has a Bachelor's of Science in Business Administration from the University of Texas at Dallas. And you can find him on Instagram at Fitz Lauder. That's FitzLauder. Always a pleasure. We're talking about protein today. How much protein is too much is our topic. And so does consuming more protein equate to building more muscles, do you think?
I mean, that's a great question when I let people know.
It's a common question.
Yeah, that I just don't eat any more animal protein. Right. Suddenly there's a concern by everyone. Where do you get your protein from?
Right.
You know, and so people don't realize that there's a lot of protein in plants. Animals get their protein from plants.
Okay, so look at a cow. Mm-hmm. Okay, cows are nice and meaty, as we know, because lots of people eat them.
They're
full of muscle. Gorillas.
Oh my gosh, one of the biggest herbivores in the planet.
Right, and I think of rhinoceros. Like great athletes like Carl Lewis. Going back a long way back, you know, he was an Olympian, and he was plant-based like 40 years ago. And just like Von Eaglin, who's on the show, built like a brick house, you know. He's mostly plant-based. And so there, and you know, based on what I read over and over again by some of the leading doctors in the world is the things that a plant-based diet is definitely superior, and the quality of the food is what really, really matters. The quality of the food.
Absolutely.
So eat good quality food, less of it, and you will have a healthy life.
Yeah, you don't have the baggage.
Absolutely.
From the other types of foods. You know, there's a notion that you eat more protein, it gets processed in your gut, and you get these big biceps.
Mm-hmm. Your biceps look really good, by the way.
Oh, thanks. That's because of one of the aspects is that to build muscle, you have to load it with weight. It's hypertrophy. So basically, it happens to all of the muscles. The more weight you lift, the muscles simply grow. And you don't even need protein supplements to do that. And the other thing, too, is that it's partly our genetics, which we have no control over.
Right.
We can actually manipulate muscle growth with drugs, like if we use anabolic steroids and growth hormones, which is unnatural.
It's so unhealthy.
But you can control it is. But you can control how much you weightlift, and that's the natural way to do it. And it's and the problem is, overall, we consume too much protein.
Yeah.
I mean, the average American consumes 100 grams. Men, 100 grams. About women, about 80.
Mm-hmm.
And that's actually double the recommended intake.
Yeah, and that's based on, I was just reading something from Harvard Health it's Harvard Health Publishing, Harvard Medical School, and it was, I just read it. It was about, can too much protein be harmful, or how much do you need? And I can't get my eyes on it, but I'll find it here in a second. But it was about half of what you just said.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
for men
yes.
and women.
And the problem is when you have too much, it's taxing on our liver, taxing our kidneys, and our bones. And it's shown too, there's studies that show that if you have too much protein, there's associations with having too much glycogen, there's fluid imbalances, and so that pretty much causes stress on your body because your body has to process more. And basically, the formula is that you really only need 5 to 10% of calories to come from proteins for proper muscle growth. There's a study back in 1904, a Chittendale study that was examining these Yale athletes. They were receiving about 100 grams a day of protein, and they reduced that to 64, almost half. But what they found out is that they had a 35% increase in performance.
Really?
And they were still able to build muscle, yeah, and perform better. So you perform better, you get leaner, you have more muscle, more strength. And so that shows that you don't need to have more protein to improve your performance.
Okay, so what is a protein lover to do?
What's a protein lover to do?
What's a protein lover to do? I don't even think people know. I was joking, of course. But
too slowly.
But I mean, I do think that people are obsessed with protein, and it's they use it for marketing on products. You know, the grams of protein is always on the front, which you really have to be careful because oftentimes, too, they're lying about the sugar content and all these other things that matter. It matters the quality, like we said, good plant-based protein and good healthy fat and little to no sugar, you know, is really the best way to eat.
Right. Avoid the processed foods because it has all that excess baggage. You get more sugar, you get the cholesterol, the LDL cholesterol, and that just wreaks havoc on your body. That's inflammation. And so when you're eating whole foods, plant-based, and specifically when I say that, that means when you're eating vegetables, fruits, legumes, and seeds, and grains, you don't receive that. And in fact, that is really medicine for your body.
Well, it has
all the essential amino acids that you need, the wide variety of different proteins. Mm-hmm. Again, it's not recycled from animals. You're getting it directly from the source.
Yeah. Well, that's something that you and Autumn have in common. Autumn is incredible at creating all kinds of wonderful, tasty treats, vegan treats. Mm-hmm. You eat occasional, like, pasture-raised eggs and stuff like that, right?
I eat the eggs from my backyard chickens on occasion, particularly when I'm pregnant and I need a lot of nutrition and a little bit of space because I have nowhere to put my food right now.
Well, yeah. And, you know, and I went back to that Harvard study. It says that the ideal amount of protein you should consume each day is a bit uncertain. Commonly quoted recommendations are 56 grams a day for men and 46 grams a day for women. And so that's, like I said, that's a lot less than what you said. But this says based on percentage of calories for an active adult, about 10% of calories should come from protein. And I have to tell you, the people that I know that are meat eaters or I say meat eaters because it doesn't necessarily mean that if you consume a lot of protein that it comes from meat. But generally speaking, that is how it is.
Yes.
You know, in America, if you're eating a lot of protein, most of it comes from animal protein.
Standard American diet.
Right. Standard American
dairy,
diet.
Yeah. Eggs, you know, meat. And as far as the vegetables or fruits, not enough of it or it's processed.
Yeah.
So you're not getting the quality that
we're
talking about.
You're not getting the quality. Chelsea, do you have an opinion about this? I'm feeling vibrations across the desk here that you want to say something.
I've got good vibes today, I'm telling you. Okay, so just like Fitz is talking about good plant-based protein, I want to ask, what's the condition of the mud that it grows in? The soil condition is so important.
Oh, yeah.
So we're talking biofield. We're talking plant-based diet. It all goes together.
That makes sense.
That's why you should have your own garden.
Yeah, which is what we're going to be talking about with you here in just a minute. We're going to be talking about urban farming. Do you guys raise your own stuff? Anybody here at the table? I don't. I don't have time, but I want time to do it. I really do. So we're going to talk about that. But do you, Chelsea?
I try.
You try?
I fail miserably.
I want to get there one day myself, too.
Yeah, but you're not growing anything right now.
No, not at the moment.
Right. No, but the nutrients in the dirt, I mean, they make a huge difference.
Huge.
You know? I mean, it's a real big...
It's a real big what? Go ahead. I didn't mean to.
Oh, no. It's just a real big consideration when you're consuming largely plant-based protein and plant-based diet. I mean, the quality of the plants that you eat is very important.
You're saying there's no pesticides, right?
Yeah, no pesticides. But also I build up my dirt in particular ways to ensure that it has a high level of super bioavailable nutrients, you know, both for the plant and for myself. Mm-hmm. So
that's a great transition to what we're going to be talking about next. We're going to be talking about the dirt. I didn't realize the connection to all of this in the show, but it's all about
the
dirt.
Never underestimate mud.
No, well, you know what? Diamond was telling me during one of the breaks, I said, you know, I want to go and have you actually work on, because she said that some of the stuff that she was, you know, seeing on the internet is that it really helps with arthritic pain. Is that correct? Is that true?
It can.
Yeah.
It can help with joint pain.
Joint pain. Mm-hmm. Okay. I'm going to come and you're going to pack my thumbs and I'm going to pack my knee, my right knee. It's bothering
me. You're probably going to pack your head
we'll pack
and some
my
other
knees.
Parts of your body
we'll pack,
and
we'll
then
pack
your knee
all
might
me.
Be happy.
We're going to be back and party.
We'll take video. Oh my gosh. All right, everyone. Stay tuned. We've got more coming up with Autumn Connolly, Fitz Louder, and Chelsea Barlow. You're listening to One Life Radio.
Introducing Moonlight, the latest squat to poop stool from Squatty Potty. Moonlight will light your way to the toilet on the darkest of nights. May your love of Squatty Potty burn brightly day or night with a motion and light activated nightlight with three brightness settings. Go to squattypotty.com/onelife for 15% off your entire purchase. Follow the moonlight.
Hey, this is Sean Wells of the International Society of Sports Nutrition. One Life Radio is proud to partner with the ISSN. The ISSN is the world's leading scientific organization dedicated to the science of supplements and sports nutrition. For their latest conferences and events, go to theissn.org. That's theissn.org.
Hi, everyone. This is Bernadette. Do you know why I love Paleo Magazine? Paleo Magazine was founded with the purpose of providing readers with the information they need to live strong, vibrant, healthy lives. They are dedicated to partnering with leaders in the paleo community to spread the knowledge of ancestral health principles without the influence of big pharma or big agriculture. Paleo Magazine. Follow them on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, and Instagram, or visit them at paleomagonline.com. That's paleomagonline.com.
Here's the dill pickle. Squatty Potty works. It's awesome. Find yours at your local Bed Bath & Beyond, Amazon, or squattypotty.com. That's squattypotty.com.
You know, my mom always said, do something well or not at all. Frosted Art Bakery has been around a long time, almost 70 years, doing it well. I was so impressed with the cake that I asked them to make for our special guest, Jen Sincero, the author of the book, You Are a Badass. They actually made a cake that looked exactly like the book. It was incredible. But I guess I shouldn't have been surprised because Frosted Art Bakery has a reputation for being one of the best bakeries in the Metroplex, serving Dallas, Plano, Frisco, Addison, The Colony, and Southlake. Life is short and you only get one. Enjoy a slice of Frosted Art today. Find them at frostedart.com. That's frostedart.com.
Hi, I'm Charlize Theron with People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals. Almost all the puppies for sale at your local mall were churned out by breeding facilities called puppy mills.
Constant confinement drives the dogs mad. They are impregnated continually until they can no longer produce a litter.
If you choose a dog from the mall, a dog you could have saved from the pound will die.
Contact PETA to learn how you can make a difference at 757-622-PETA or visit PETA.org.
On the road again.
Come on, you guys.
Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Gosh. Hi, Tom and Willie, in the doghouse, in the dog run, in the back of my property. How you doing? Woof woof. They're such good dogs that I rescued. I can't wait to see them tonight when I get home. Welcome back to One Life Radio, everyone. If you didn't hear the opening of the show, I rescued a couple of animals over the weekend, and it has made my smile bright and my heart light. So it really has, and which is why I guess I've rescued so many animals over the year, because it's such a feel-good feeling. And it feels good to be here with you guys today, too. I've got Autumn Connolly in studio with me, Fitz Lauder, and Chelsea Barlow. We're talking about dirt. We're talking about mud. We're talking about the earth. We're talking about plants. Well, we're talking about a little bit of everything. And Autumn Connolly, you know how to grow some stuff. I'll tell you that.
I do. You know, the interesting thing is my family's farm in southern Arizona, it's actually it's called Deep Dirt Farm.
Deep Dirt Farm.
And it's because it's all about the dirt.
Oh, well, yeah.
Goodness.
And so
that sounds great.
And she knows some fantastic people like Dr. Gabriel Cousins, who will be coming up in the upcoming weeks. Such a great guy. You're the one that introduced us to him. He lives nearby your parents' farm, right?
Right. And I own a small, like, rickety trailer in town that's right on the same street as the Tree of Life Center that he's affiliated with.
I want to go. I told him I was going to go. I promised him I would go. I'm going to go this summer. I'm going to get on the road again. I'm going to drive the Route 66. and does it go by Route 66?
I think you just take I-20.
You just take I-20? Okay, whatever.
not as fun sounding.
I want to have some fun, though. I want to drink some whiskey, you know.
Oh, there will be whiskey.
Howl at the moon. Maybe pull my trailer with all my dogs in it or something. I don't know. But all nine of them now. But I love having you as a part of One Life Radio. Autumn Connolly has become a very dear friend of mine, and she is a self-taught vegan cook, mom of two, a researcher of all-natural remedies, an animal lover, of course. And she teaches free meditation and yoga classes in Fort Worth, and she has written a children's book and also is the inventor of Ether Elixir and a lot of other great concoctions. She just brought me five quarts of like all kinds of yummy stuff.
I know. I figure if I have the baby, you'll be set for a
little
while.
I'll be set. I guzzle those though. They're so delicious. These drinks that she makes.
I know. They are really good.
With cashew milk, right?
Mm-hmm.
Cashew milk and probiotics and blueberries and honey and all kinds of amazing.
All kinds of yummy stuff.
Yeah. Yeah. We need to start making them and selling them.
Plus they're pretty.
They are pretty. They are beautiful.
They're gorgeous. I'll take a picture of them. They're absolutely gorgeous. But it's so great always to have you in studio. We're continuing this topic of urban farming.
Right.
And what?
Right.
Right. Oh,
so,
okay.
With the dirt, you know, I mean, dirt is certainly a part of it. And that's one of the things that I talked about last time. We kind of ended on the topic of there not being any waste. And one of the ways that I don't waste anything in my home is because a lot of it goes back into the dirt. You know, when you're using biodegradable products and you're using a lot of non-toxic products and stuff, you know, everything I use for the most part has a place. It's either fed to an animal or it's fed to the dirt. So yeah. Even a bottle of wine, you know, I had a bottle of wine that we drank a little bit of, and then I had maybe about a fourth of it sitting on my counter. And, you know, most people just pour it down the drain or something.
Did you put some in my mix? In my juices?
No, I have not yet perfected a red wine kefir.
Oh,
but
that would be yummy. I'm in. Let's start a company.
I am working on it. But what I do, you know, for me, it's great. It's actually great for my animals. I'll use wine in addition to some of my older kefir to ferment the food that mm-hmm. my backyard animals eat and my dogs eat. But then also, you know, when you want to change the pH balance of your soil, you can use wine to change the pH balance of your soil. So although it doesn't really taste good to me any longer, it is still a great nutrient for my soil. So if I need to raise the pH in one of my beds, you know, depending on what I'm going to plant there this spring, mm-hmm. I'll just go out and I'll sprinkle the wine on the garden.
I swear one of the reasons I'm so healthy is from the red wine that I drink.
Yeah. I
daily.
Mean, it's a fermented food. There's just a tremendous amount of benefits to fermented mm-hmm. food.
Yeah.
You can see the difference. You know, I don't give my animals any sort of medical care at all, any sort of vaccinations or treatments or any sort of medications. But, you know, it's things like my pigs, you know, pigs are they get a lot of worms. Mm-hmm. And so in my neighborhood, you know, everybody has leftover fall pumpkins. I'm like, hey, you know, can I have your pumpkins? You know, if they're not moldy. I feed them to my pigs. And, you know, it's a great wormer, a great
and
natural
you're helping
wormer.
The earth, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I have a lot of worms on my property when it rains. What's up with that? They're everywhere.
Well, generally, that's a good thing to have worms.
It is a good thing. My soil, I think, is extremely clean and healthy. I would dare to say almost biodynamic because
yeah.
I've never put any toxins, no glyphosate, no pesticides, nothing on my property.
It.
So
yeah, you don't need to.
That's why I have cardinals like Bruce moving in.
Yeah. We've got cardinals too. We've got a lot of cardinals. You know, we've got all the birds and the wildflowers, and that's one of the things I do. I plant wildflowers instead of grass, you know, mm-hmm. and they just re-sow themselves and they look beautiful. They also make it so that I don't have to spend a tremendous amount of time doing anything to my yard to make it, you know, pretty in the springtime and the summer.
Those
you don't have to
great
mow.
For bees.
Great for
you
bees.
Yeah. The bees.
They're great
in.
For the birds. And it's like, you know, people don't think of all these kind of things when it comes to urban farming, you
yeah.
know, but at the same time, it really is because it's a way to cut down on the amount of time that you're spending in your yard and maybe trying to get your grass to look perfect or something
mm-hmm.
like that. You know, I threw out wildflowers 3 years ago and now I just make sure that when they're done, they, you know, I mow them down and they just reseed themselves.
Yeah.
So
have you guys ever heard of Sunnyvale honey? It's
no.
a local brand.
Uh-uh.
No,
I used to be a beekeeper.
Okay.
So I'm familiar.
Well, Sunnyvale honey, which is what I buy because the bees are like right. They're my neighbors.
Yeah.
That's
the best kind.
The bees yeah. are right. Literally, I could throw if I was Troy Aikman, I could throw two super passes in like and hit the honeybee.
Well, then their bees may be coming to your property because they can go up to 3 miles of radius from
your
hive.
Oh, well, no wonder my things do so well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My trees
cool.
and stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah. You can see them from my fence
and
line.
It's the best kind. The closer
yeah.
it is to you, the better it is for
that's
you.
That's how I measure things by Troy Aikman. How far I can throw the ball.
It's lost on me, but
it's dating us. It's dating us, Bernadette.
Well, so what are some simple ways to get started for people who go, I love all this and it sounds so great, but how do I get started?
The simplest way to get started, I think, is just to, you know, be cognizant of what you're doing with your waste. You know, if you start seeing that you have a tremendous amount of vegetable waste, maybe then look into composting. If you start seeing that maybe you have a lot of paper waste, you can look into deep litter composting, which is where you actually layer the compost. So like in my yard, I'll layer, you know, brown paper boxes like from Amazon, you know, take off the tape, I layer them in my yard, and eventually they biodegrade and it makes a really great soil underneath. You know, mm-hmm. Pay attention to the inefficiencies of your life, and then, you know, use the internet and see if there's a way to fix it. And oftentimes there is. And eventually, you know, you'll get really into it. And, you know, one or two things going like that, you'll start seeing how much better it makes everything, and you'll want to do it with everything.
I wish I could replicate you and put Autumn Connolly's all over the planet.
Sounds a little creepy, but...
And how cool is that, Chelsea? You're a bee. You used to be a beekeeper.
I used to be a beekeeper.
Do you have any secrets over there, Fitz, that you used to do something that's really cool, other than be a DJ, which you're quite good at, I might add. He's DJed a party of mine before.
As far as the vegetable waste, I embarrassingly admit I just throw it out into the yard.
Yeah,
that's okay.
Oh, that's what you can do.
I collect it. Yeah, and I feel like I'm feeding even the stray. I live by a preserve, mm-hmm. so I feel like even the stray animals come in and digest that or eat it, digest it, and just for the overall availability, you know, for the bugs and the insects.
Exactly.
And that's why I do it. And so I have fun. I chuck it as far as I can, like Troy Aikman. It's fun every time I do it.
I've got vegetables all over my property. I do.
Exactly. Like, you know, people get all into these composting buckets with the charcoal filter. And I'm like, no, you can just throw that out.
Just throw it out. That's what I do. I'm like, here you go.
I'm like, you don't need to be changing a carbon filter. Like, that's what the outside's for.
Right. Yeah, there you go.
Well, when people come to my house, no, that's not a rotting pumpkin. That is nourishment for the little piece of ground mm-hmm. it's on. Yeah. You know, it's good. It's all good things.
That's well, exactly you know, I think we're gonna come to an end here in just a minute or two. But I want you to end the show. I want you to pick a chant for Tom and Willie, my new rescue dogs that are listening from the dog run right now in the back of my property, like a nice, what do you think? Can you think of one that,
yeah.
a beautiful, and will it last long enough?
I've got a good one.
You got a good one?
It's one for the limitless possibilities of life. So maybe they were running around thinking no one was going to love them. And, you know, if you just hold on to the hope and recognize that generally all things happen for a reason.
You know? And I'm thrilled.
They had to run along the highway so that you could find them.
And what are the odds that I would be right there when they were looking for a new home, you know, and I just wanted some good food and some good loving. So
exactly. All right. So everybody, please close your eyes.
I shall.
And sit up nice and straight. And again, this one is for the limitless possibilities in life. Antana sifti kahananant, antana karna denenant, antana vekan sunananant, antana jap. Antana Jappe Kitakar, Antana Jappe Parevar, Anta Karna Kete Bilavai, Take Ante Napaejai, Eho Ante Najanakoi, Bahutakahia Bahutahoi, Varda Sahi Bahuchatau. Uche upara ucha now, evara ucha hova koi, tizu che ku jana soi, jevara appa jane appap, nanaka nadari karamidat.
I love it. I hope you enjoyed it too, everyone. You know what? Thank you so much for listening. Thank you, Chelsea, Autumn, Fitz, everyone. You know what? You get one body, you get one mind, and you get one life. Get out there today and do something beautiful.